It's Rob here at our Paid Content UK Mixer, chatting with Andrew Brennan, founder of BitSense, a new vendor that's trying to facilitate micropayments for online publishers. Andrew, is that really going to work? Online publishers are scrambling at the moment to start charging. Is micropayments the answer?
We certainly hope so. I mean, it really depends on the type of content. I think for general news content, you can't put a paywall up because people will just get the news elsewhere. But for niche publications, trade news, local news, things that people really value, I think that people will come around and will be willing to pay micropayments for content. I mean, the important thing is to really make it really easy. And so BitSense, our system, it's easy for publishers to incorporate into their content management systems, and it's really easy for consumers to sign up with.
So describe your system. Why should a publisher use BitSense?
Okay, well, as I said, it's really easy to sign up with you, or to set up. You install a few lines of PHP onto your site and a couple files. And then for consumers, they will be signing up with different subscriber networks. And the subscriber networks basically compete for consumers. They offer different features. Like one subscriber network could offer a recommendation engine. Another could decide, well, we'll charge $10 a month for unlimited reading. So they compete on features. And then consumers sign up with them. And then anyone who signs up for a subscriber network and then reads stuff on the BitSense platform can read any site. So sort of a network effect, the more people that use it, the more valuable it is.
We kind of talked about the issue of paid content versus free at our event tonight. What do you think of the event and the panel discussion?
Yeah, the event was really interesting. Just so much content is trying to be monetized. You have the video, you have the audio, and news, and people use content different ways, so it's really interesting to see where it goes.
Okay, well, good luck with BitSense. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks very much.